All right, we're going to begin the new parak here on the top of Ayin Chet Mun Aleph. Before we give a couple quick introductions to the parak, the first is the psukim where we're going to be discussing Otov Ve'et Bino are found in Parshat Emor. And in Parshat Emor, it's in Perek Chaf Bet, Pasuk Chavav, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor, Shor, O Chesev, Oez, Ki Valeid, Vayashiva Jamim Tachatimo, Umiyom HaShmini V'Hala Yiretze LeKarban Yishel Hashem. So the first thing we're talking about is something that's Mechusar Zman, something that has to be of age in order to be put on the Mizbeach, and that means it has to be at least 8 days old in order to be put on the Mizbeach. But we're clearly in the context of Yiratzeh LeKarban Yishel Hashem. We're clearly in the context of Kodoshim. The second pasuk, which is the pasuk that our parak deals with, is Shor Oseh Oto Ve'et Bino Lo Tishchatu B'Yom Echad. The Shor Oseh, it and its child should not be nishchat on a single day. And then we go back to Kodoshim issues, which are v'chitiz b'chu zevach todah l'Hashem l'tolchen tizbachu. So the context in which Otov Ve'et Bino is found is Kodoshim. So that's the first introduction. I will occupy a part of the Gemara today about exactly where it is relevant or not relevant, Otov Ve'et Bino. The second thing is to understand our Mishnah is going to go through a number of permutations with regards to a couple of halachot. One is that with regards to Kodoshim, Oto Ve'et Bino, if someone brings Oto Ve'et Bino, the Kodoshim, whichever is the second, the order is irrelevant. Whether it's Oto first and then Bino second, or Bino first and Oto second, the second one that is brought is Mechusar Zman, lacks in time. In that you, if you bring it to the Mikdash as Kodoshim, it's Pasul, it's not a good Korban. Because your Oto Ve'et Bino, just like if it's less than 8 days old, it's no good to bring as a Korban. Oto Ve'et Bino, if you're in violation of Oto Ve'et Bino, whichever one's the second, that is also no good when it comes to Kodeshim. On the other hand, by Chulin, if you are in violation of Oto Ve'et Bino, the Isur is violated, you get Malkot, but you can eat the animal. It's a kosher Shechita, and it's a kosher animal. So there's a big difference between whether you're in violation of Oto Ve'et Bino in Kodeshim, or if you're in violation of Oto Ve'et Bino in Chulin. So then the second thing is that when it comes to Kodeshim Bachutz, if you remember this, we learned this in Zvachim, we saw it in Menachot again a couple of times, we know that when we have Kodeshim Bachutz, that it has to be Ra'ui Lifnim. It has to be something that would otherwise been okay to bring Lifnim. But that means if you're in violation of Kodeshim Bachutz, the Oto Ve'et Bino, that you're not going to be Chayav for Kodeshim Bachutz because it would not have been Ra'ui Bifnim. Even though Bachutz would have been fine, it wouldn't have been Ra'ui Bifnim. Now, when it comes to Kodeshim Bachutz, there is both an Isur Lav that's associated with it, as well as a Chiyuv Karet. So someone is in violation of Kodeshim Bachutz, gets Malkot, and they also have a Chiyuv Karet if they do it B'mezid. Now, when it comes to Chulin, that is Shechted Ba'azara, that is Chulin Bifnim, Chulin that is brought into the Azara and then Shechted over there are Psulim. Not only are they Pasul, you're in violation of an Alav, but that Alav is an Isur Asay. The Asay is Vizavachto. When you're far away, then you do Zvicha. Zvicha being Shechita. Implying that when you're Bekarov, you don't do Zvicha. You don't do Shechita of Chulin, but Makom HaKarov. So it's only an Isur Asay. You will be in violation of an Isur if you bring Chulin Bifnim, but you will not get Malkot, because it's not an absolute lab. It's only an Isur Asay. I think that gets us most of what we need to know for the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to put together two animals, and each one of these are going to be different permutations of whether it's Kochim, whether it's Bifnim, whether it's Bechutz, it's Chulin. I'm giving you the background because these are the important aspects of what are going to be seen in the Mishnah. So now we start the Mishnah. Oto Ve'et Bino. Noheg ben ba'aretz ben b'chutz la'aretz. This is extraneous, not necessary whatsoever, because it's mitzvah shebigufo. It's not a mitzvah tvuya ba'aretz. So of course it's noheg ben ba'aretz ben b'chutz la'aretz. There are a series of mishnayot, which each one of them has a chiddush in it. Ben ba'aretz ben b'chutz la'aretz is not the chiddush for Oto Ve'et Bino. It does nothing. There is no chiddush. Because here there are a series of Mishnayot. There are a series of Mishnayot that all have this same framework. Again, for memorization of Mishnayot, that makes a lot of sense. There are a series of Mishnayot with this framework in them. In each one of the Mishnayot, one of the aspects is a Chiddush. So in our Mishnah, we'll see in a second what the Chiddush is. Here, it's not Ben Ba'aretz, Ben L'chutz La'aretz. It's also not Bifnei Abayit, Shelo Bifnei Abayit, whether the Mikdash is extant or not. Bechulin u'Mukdashim, that's the Chiddush for Oto Ve'et Bino. That has application both in Chulin and Mukdashim. We just saw the reason why you might have a Havamina that it only applies by Mukdashim. Because the context in which it's found is Kodesh and talking about Korbanot. It is not so clear that it applies to Chulin. If you read the Pashup Shat in the Chumash, in Pashut Emor, you would think that Oto Ved Beno is an issue for Kodeshim, not an issue for Chulin. That is the Chiddush in these series here. For our Mishnah, the Chiddush is Chulin and Mukdashim. Teitzad. Here we go. Here goes through the series of items. Hashochet Oto Ved Beno Chulin. There is a case where it's Chulin Bachutz. Shnehem Ksherim. As we said before, Oto Ve'ed Beno does not affect the animal. There's no Isur Chefetz that's associated with Oto Ve'ed Beno. That means that both animals are kosher to eat. Vasheni Sofeg Et Arbayim. The second one who does Shkita is Chayav. Chayav because they violated Oto Ve'ed Beno. They're in violation of that Isur. Kodshim Bachutz. If you do Oto Ve'ed Beno by Kodshim Bachutz. Harishon. The first one that does Shkita is Chayav Karet. He's Chayav Karet because he took something, Kodshim that's outside, and it was ro'oi b'fnim, therefore he's chayev karet. Ushnehem psulim. Both of them are basul, because it's kodshim b'chutz. Of course, these are not good shchitot. Ushnehem sofgim et arbaim, and they both get malkot. The first one gets malkot for kodshim b'chutz. The second one gets malkot for oto ve'ed beno. The second one is not chayev karet, because it was not ro'oi b'fnim. The second one was oto ve'ed beno. That violation makes it she'inu roi b'fnim. If it's inu roi b'fnim, you can't be chayav karet for kochim b'chutz. So the second one's only in violation of tov ed b'no and nothing else. Next series. Chulim b'fnim. If you do chulim b'fnim, shnehem psulim. That's a given. That if you shecht chulim b'fnim, then both the shchitot are psulot, because that's not a good shchita. Vasheni soveg et arbaim, and only the second one gets malkot over here. This goes back to what I said before. Chulim bifnim is only an iser aseh. Since an iser aseh, there's no malkot for chulim bifnim, even though they're both in violation of it. The only one who gets malkot in this case is the second one, because he was in violation of oto ved beno. Kochim bifnim. Now you're doing it okay. You've got kochim on the inside. Harishon kasher. The rishon is totally fine. But there was no violation in the first one who shechted this animal. So that's kosher, good kochim. Upatur. Obviously it's patur. Vasheni sofeget arbaim upasul. The second one is in violation of oto ve'ed beno. Oto ve'ed beno is mechusar zman legabei kodashim. Therefore it's a pasul korban. And on top of that he gets malkot arbaim because he's in violation of oto ve'ed beno. Next. Chulim ve'kodashim bachutz. So you have one chulin, the first animal is chulin, the second one is kodeshim, and you're doing it b'chutz. Harishon is kasher. The rishon is chulin b'chutz, nothing wrong with what he did, you have a kasher shchita, this person is totally fine, so he's kasher upatur. Hasheni is sofeget arabayim, only upasul. Why? The second one has kodeshim, it's kodeshim b'chutz, but it's enu ra'oi b'fnim. Enu ra'oi b'fnim, because it's oto ve'ed beno, it's mechusar zman. In roi b'fnim, you're not going to get karet for kochim b'chutz, and not malkot. So the only thing he does is gets malkot for oto ved beno, and it's of course pasul, because it's kochim b'chutz. Kochim b'chulim. When it comes to, you have kochim b'chulim b'chutz. So it's the opposite order of what we had before. Now you have kochim first, and then chulim second. Harishon chayav karet. The first one's going to be chayav karet, because now you have kochim b'chutz. Upasul, of course, it's a pasul animal because he did kochim b'chutz, but it would have been ro'oi b'fnim, so therefore he's chayav karet. Vasheni kasher, the second one's kasher, it's chulin, and the chayfetz is not nesar when it's chulin. Ushnehem sofkim et arbaim, they both get malkot. The first one for kochim b'chutz, the second one for oto ve'ed beno. Now, chulin ve'kodashim b'fnim. Now we're b'fnim, and you have chulin and kodashim. Shnehem psulim. It's a given that they're both pasul. The first one, because it's chulin b'fnim, is of course pasul. The second one, because it's oto ve'ed beno, is mechusar zman by kodashim. Vasheni sofeget arbaim. Only the second one gets malkot. The first one doesn't get malkot, because he's only in violation of kochim b'fnim, which is an isur aseh. Therefore, he does not get malkot b'fnim. His behemah is psula, but he does not get malkot. The second one gets malkot because it's mechuser zman, so there's nothing else. Kodshim, it's kosher kodshim bifnim, it's just mechuser zman. He gets malkot because he was oto ve'ed beno, he's in violation of. The other way around, now you have kodshim v'chulin and bifnim. So now, rishon kasher. The first one is a good shkita, you're talking about kodshim bifnim, that's totally fine, upatur. Vashini, sofeget arbaim upasul. The second one gets malkot for oto ved beno. But he does not get Malkot for Chulin Bifnim. And of course it's Pasul because it is Chulin Bifnim, the second one. Chulin Bachutz u'Bifnim. So now you have Chulin and both animals, but you do one Bachutz and one Bifnim. The first one, of course, is Kasher. That's Chulin Bachutz. That's a Kasher Shechita. There's no problem there. No problem at all. U'Patur. Hasheni, who now does Chulin Bifnim, Sofeget Arbaim. He only gets one set of Malkot. He gets one set of Malkot because he was in violation of Otov Ed Beno. U'Pasul. Because that's chulin bifnim. Chulin bifnim is pasul. Kochim bachutz or bifnim. If you have kochim, both bachutz and bifnim. So again, here you have kochim for both animals, but you're doing one bachutz, one bifnim. Harishon chayav karet. The first one is chayav karet because that is kochim bachutz. It's a pure case of kochim bachutz where it's ra'oi bifnim. He gets a chayav karet. Ushnehem sufkim et arbaim, and they both get malkot. Both get malkot. The first one for kochim bachutz. The second one gets it for Oto Ve'et Beno Ushneem Psulim. Of course, they're both Pasul. The first one because it was Kachim Bachutz. The second one is because it's Mechusir Zman. He did Oto Ve'et Beno Bifnim. That's Mechusir Zman. Chulim Bifnim U'Bachutz. If you have Chulim both inside and out. So over here again, Arishon Pasul. First one is Pasul U'Patur. Because he is in violation of Chulim Bifnim. Which makes it a Pasul Shechita. But there is no Malkot Nisir Asay. Vashini, who's doing bachutz, is sofeget arbaim, he gets malkot for Oto Ve'et Beno, v'kasher, and his animal's kasher, because the chayfetz is not nesar when it comes to chulin v'Oto Ve'et Beno, so it's a kosher shechita. Kochim, again the opposite of what we had before, which is bifnim u'bachutz, harishon kasher, of course the first one is kasher, because he did kochim bifnim, there's nothing wrong with what he did, u'patur. Vashini, sofeget arbaim, the second one is kochim bachutz, only gets malkot, Upasul. He only gets Malkot because he's not in violation of Kochim Bachutz. Why? It wasn't Roi Bifnim. It's a Oto Ve'et Beno. So it wasn't Roi Bifnim. There's nothing to talk about in terms of Kochim Bachutz. The only thing left over is Oto Ve'et Beno. So he gets Malkot to Oto Ve'et Beno. Of course, it's a Pasul Karban because he did it Bachutz. Right? Those were the permutations of the Mishnah. Hopefully, just with the introduction, we're able just to move through it quickly. And just see, again, principles that we laid out here are Oto Ve'et Beno is Mechusir Zman, the guy called Hashim. It's a kosher Shechita when it comes to Chulin. Shechita Bachutz is only problematic when it was Ra'oi Bifnim. Kochim Bachutz get an Isur Karet and a Chiyuv Malkot if they are in violation of B'mezid. And the last piece of information that was important to us is that Chulin Bifnim is only an Isur Aseh. So even though you're in violation of Isur and it's a Pasul Shechita, it's only Isur Aseh, so there is no Malkot. So those are three principles that work through the Mishnah. Tanu Banai. Minayim b'Oto Ve'et Beno shenoheg b'mukdashim. How do you know that Oto Ve'et Beno is noheg b'mukdashim? Tamal Omar, that part is easy because of the context in which it's found, which is shor ocheseb o'ez ki'ivaleid. Now really, they're bringing you the first part of the pasuk, but it is vaya shiva jamim tacharimo u'miyom ha'shmini v'ala yiratzeh lekarban ishel Hashem. That's really the important part of the pasuk, which is that yiratzeh lekarban ishel Hashem. That's obviously talking about kodoshim. Uchti batrei. And the next pasuk is v'shor oseh Oto Ve'et Beno lo tishchatu b'yom echad. So it's clear the context in which it's found is talking about kodesh. It's talking about kodoshim. They made al Oto Ve'et Beno shnoeg b'mukdashim. That's the given part. Ve'ema b'mukdashim in b'chulim lo. This is where it becomes more difficult. It sounds like, and this is what the Gemara says, the Havamina should be, that it should only apply by Kodoshim, not by Chulim. Where it says, Shur hipsi kainyan. The truth is that the Shur got in the way. Now how does the Shur get in the way over here? Because the previous Pasuk writes, Vishur, O Chesev, O Eiz, Ki Baleid, Vayashiv Amim Tachavimo. The subject of the first Pasuk is, Shur, Kesef, and Eiz. So if I want to move to the next Pasuk, when I wanted to say, Oto Ve'et Beno lo tishchatu b'yom echad, did I have to repeat the subject of Ashur Oseh? The answer is no. The implied subject would have been the subject of the previous pasuk. Previous pasuk says, Shur Okesev Oez. So Shur that I bring in the second pasuk is unnecessary. It's an unnecessary subject. The fact that it's an unnecessary subject comes to make a break. Hivsika inyan. It breaks it from the pasuk beforehand. Well, if it breaks it from the pasuk beforehand, the Gemara suggests now, that means that it applies by chulin, not about Yiratzeh, the Karbani Shel Hashem. So Gemara says, let's go the other way. If that's the case, Ve'ema b'chulin in mukdashim lo. If you think that the additional extraneous subject breaks it from the previous pasuk, takes it out of context of mukdashim, then maybe it should only be by chulin, not by mukdashim. So Ktiv, Vishur. Vishur is Bab Mosif Alin Rishon. There's a Bab Achibur. The Vav HaChibur connects it with the previous yarn. It says, Vishor Oseh, Oto Ve'ed Beno. So now I have two things. I have the extraneous subject, which breaks it from the previous context, and says that it's not only applicable by Kodeshim, it even applies by Chulin, but not only by Chulin, because we still have the Vav HaChibur that connects it to the previous Pasuk, and says that there is some Mukdashim here. Vav Mosif HaLevishon. So Magar says, Ima Kodeshim Kilayim. Lo, so I would say, okay, if you think it's applicable by Kodeshim, let's apply all these rules by Kodeshim. Just like by Kodeshim, Kilayim is not relevant, meaning that you're not allowed to bring Kodesh, that is, Kilayim. They're not Ru'im, the Korban. So Afo Tove Beno, Kilayim Lo. So let us suggest also, when it comes to an offspring of a mixed breed, there'll be no Iser of Otove Ad Beno. Maybe just like by Kodeshim, the only way you can bring something as a kosher korban is if it's not kilayim. So tovir otoved beno should only have application when it's not kilayim. Alama, and how can you really say this? Alama tanyo, we have a brighter. Otoved beno noheg bikilayim ubekoy. So we have it straight out that otoved beno is noheg both by kilayim and by koi, which is an animal that the Gemara does not know whether it classified as a behema or a chaya. Ve'od, sektiv. Pasuk says, se, ve'omer Rava. Rava says about the word se, ze b'nei av b'chol makom sh'nemar se. This is a binyan av, this is a paradigm that anywhere where the Torah says se, enu elolotzi et ha-kilayim. So now I have a bigger problem. First of all, you want to exclude kilayim because kodeshim don't have relevance by kilayim. So maybe otov v'beno should not have relevance by kilayim. On top of that, I have Rava who says whenever I have the word se, the word seh comes to exclude the kilayim. He has a binyan av, he has a paradigm, an avtipus, that whenever you see the word seh in the Torah, it means no kilayim. How does he know that? Where's this bnei av from? That turns out to be a machloket Rashi and Tosafot. Rashi, you can look at the Rashi over here, and let's say it's a kilayim. De alfinan kulu misek savim v'se'izim. The fact that the Torah in places says that it has to be a sek savim or a se izim, it defines them separately. You can only have kvasim or you only have izim. There are goats and sheep and they are separate, that they are not one breed. Then whenever it says se, it means that it's either got to be one of those two breeds. It's either got to be kvasim or izim. That you can't have a keves and an ez that get together and they produce an offspring. That offspring is not classified as a set. It's got to be either set kvasim or set izim. That's Rashi's limud. So that's where he learns it from, according to Rashi. Tosafot, on the other hand, says that's actually a binyan av from the Korban HaPesach. By the Korban HaPesach, we've seen this before, there's the word set found there. The Gemara in Brucho wrote, use that word set, set gzeira shava. Tosafot actually divides up a bunch of limudim that we find in Bechorot into three different categories. One category is learned out from Se, Se, L'Gzeira Shava. Another one is learned out from this Binyanav, which is this Se. How do you have a Binyanav by Pesach? By the Pesachim, also the Pesach, which is a Kodoshim. Since it's Kodoshim, it should also have the issue of being Pasul if it has Kilayim. Yet the Torah goes out of its way to separate between the Ksavim or the Kvasim and the Izim. The fact that it does that comes to show you that it's a binyanav. That extraneous kvasim and izim that are found by the Pesach come to teach you a binyanav to all kodoshim. That's whenever the word says used, it means no kilayim. That's the way Tosafot learns it. Rashi learns it again from the six savim say izim. Now we have two things. We have an alimu that would suppose that kilayim should not be relevant, but tobet no, because you compare it to kodoshim. Number two is we have Rovo telling us that whenever it says said, let's otsia kilayim. That's the case, says mentioned in our pasuk over here, kilayim should not be relevant, but tovu ebeno. Yet we have a braita that says, kilayim is relevant by tovu ebeno. So how do we do this? Amar kra, o, the rabot et akadayim. We have an extra o in the pasuk. That o comes to teach us that we are a merabe over here, shor o se. That o says, we're merabe et akilayim. Where it says, hi o, mi baile the chalik. We need that o to separate. Why? The Sakadat Khamin, I would have thought, Ad Shachit Shor Uvno, Se Uvno, Lo Mechayev. I would have thought that you would not be Chayav. Had it just written, Vishor Use, Oto Ve'Beno, Lo Tishchatu B'Yom Echad, it would sound like Shor and Se, Oto Ve'Beno. You need both of them to be in violation of both of them to be Chayav. Kamash Malan, Lechaleik. So that tells us to separate them out. The O says either Shor and Beno, or se and beno. In order to be chayev, you only need one of those two pairs. Gemara says, no, mi beno nafka. We can learn that out of beno. Because it says oto ve'et bino. Bino is a ben shelo, and it's also written in the singular form. So there we have only one. You only need one of them to be chayav.
What could it have written?
Otam ve'et binam. If you meant both shor and seh to be chayav, it should have said otam ve'et binam. In fact, it says oto ve'et bino, right, makes it relevant to one. Rakati mi baile, I need that also. We still need the word o, the katanyu. Ilun emar shor v'seh ubino. Had it just written shor seh ubino, hayti omer. So now I'll come back. This is a little relevant to your question. If the alternative was otam ve'et binam, now that I wrote oto ve'et bino, this is what I'll come out. Hayti omer, ad shishchot shor v'seh ubino. Meaning one of them. You could have shor and say, I need both of the parent animals, and then I need one ben. And that would make me chayav. How do I know to separate? Tamar lomar, shor oseh oto ve'et bino. My lab, me o naftale, are we learning out from o to separate between the shor and the seh? They're totally different issues. Lo, me oto. That we learn out of oto. Because it could have written otam ve'et binam. The fact that it means oto, oto means either the shor or the seh. And bino means the son of whichever one you pick. That's going to be the relevant one. So I learned all that information out from oto ve'et bino. So now I have o that's left over. That o teaches me the rabota tekilayim. Mar says, anicha the rabbanon dimiyat erlu oto. That works well according to the Rabbanon who have this extra word oto. Although the Chananya, according to Chananya, this is going to be we're going to do this in a second. The machlokes between the Rabbanon and Chananya are whether oto ve'et bino applies to males or only to females. They're going to get that in a second. So that oto, the Chachamim have as extraneous, so they can do it. The Chananya who uses that oto the chalek minole. Had he has the oto to divide between the parent, the shor and the sir, where he doesn't have that. Lo tzarech, he doesn't need it. Lo tzarech, krad the savar laki Rabbi Yonatan. He owes like Rabbi Yonatan, we've bumped into a number of times. Titania, ish, ashe yikalel et aviv ve'etimo. Person who, chutz v'shalom, curses his parents. How do I know that it says in the pasuk, aviv and imo? How do I know, en li'ela, aviv ve'imo? How do I know that it's not just when he curses both of his parents? How do I know that it's true of aviv shelo imo? Vimo shelo aviv. How do I know if he curses only one of the two parents that the punishment applies? Minayin tamalomar aviv vimo kilel. Aviv kilel, imo kilel, dibri Rabbi Yoshia. So Rabbi Yoshia believes that unless the pasuk divides up the subjects, we assume that over here it's really the objects of the pasuk, which is the imo vaviv, unless it divides them up with an o, we assume they are one unit. So over here, how does he get out of the problem by aviv imo? Because the pasuk actually has two component parts to it. When it has one part of the pasuk writes aviv imo, and it puts the kilel after the imo, and the first part of the pasuk has kilel aviv imo, has the aviv close to the kilel. So the limud is that the word kalal or klala is put one time next to the father and one time next to the mother. So because of that, we are able to divide up and say that the mother independently and the father independently are classified as being a violation of the Easter of kilal, and not just when they are together. Pasuk reads, ish asher yikalel et aviv et imo. Asher yikalel there is close to aviv. And then the remainder of the pasuk is aviv imo. Kilel, at the end of the pasuk. So that's, imo is close to the kilel there, that's how we divide it up. So that's Rabbi Oshia's limud. Rabbi Yonatan Amer, mash mishneim kechad, mash me'achad bifnei atzmo. That doesn't matter. Whenever you have two subjects or two objects in the pasuk, we assume they are independent entities. Unless the pasuk comes and says that they're one unit. If the pasuk says they're one unit, fine. If they're not one unit, then it's the automatic assumption. The default assumption is that they are two objects or two subjects. So Chananya is going to hold like Rabbi Yonatan, that when you say shor oseh in the pasuk, even without the word o, shor and seh would have been independent. We would never assume that they're one unit or they have to be together in order to be in violation. Now truthfully, where does he learn this out from? Tosafot points it out here, he points it out in other places where Rabbi Yonatan speaks. It's not because we have psukim like tzemer u'pishtim yachtav. Right there, it says the tzemer u'pishtim and it says yachtav. So over there, the yachtav we actually need for a limud. The yachtav means that you only chayav for kilayim when you actually put them together, when they're sewn together, and they're put together, and they're permanently put together, not when they're just placed together. So you need the word yachtav for the limud. It's not because the word yachtav there teaches you that otherwise it would have been independent, or by the case of lo tachrosh v'shor v'yachamor yachtav, also there you use the word yachtav. Also there we need yachtav to know that they're both have to be hitched up in order to be in violation. So the word yachdav over there, it's not, he doesn't learn it out of the word yachdav. He says just a logical argument. The logical argument is that the way people write, the way people convey information is that they'll say two subjects or two objects without ever putting an O in between them. And you don't need that. That's the default way to read this. That's a logical argument that Rabbi Yonatan is making, not from any pasuk or any outcome. Now the Gemara wants to know, my Chananya, my Rabbanon. We just mentioned it's okay according to Rabbanan, but not according to Chananya. Who are these Chananya? Who's this Rabbanan? The Tanya. Otover ben onoheg ben kevot ben onoheg ben zecharim. That Otov ben Abinol is noeg only by females, not by males. Females not being the offspring, but the mother, and not the father. Chananya Omer, noeg ben bezcharim ben kevot. My daima. The Rabbanan, what's the reasoning of the Rabbanan? Tanya, yochel Otov ben noeg ben bezcharim ben kevot. I would have thought that Otov ben Abinol is relevant by zcharim ben kevot. The dinu, chayav kan, chayev be'em alabanim. You're chayav over here, and you're also chayav of em alabanim. Eim Abanim, what does that mean? Eim Abanim was last week's parsha, Cheshluacha 10. Mashe Chayav Eim Abanim B'Nekevot. Over there, it's only talking about the mother, V'lo B'Zecharim, and not the males. Af Shechayav Kan B'Nekevot, V'lo B'Zecharim. Also over here, it should be Chayav by the Nekevot, and not the Zecharim. How do you know that by Eim Abanim, it is considered to be Nekevot? So it says Eim, that's what Rashi says. B'Nekevot, Tiftim. Ah, very good. We'll get to that in a second. So b'nekevot. So over here, by the pasuk, Rashi says what David just said, which is dichtiv by em rovetzet v'lo av rovetz. Because the mother, it says in the pasuk by em rovetzet that the mother is hovering over the chicks and therefore can't take it. So there it says em. Tosafot rejects that. He says that maybe it says by em rovetz because that's the natural condition. Who's usually orcha de milta is that the em is rovetz. So how do you know that it's really aim? Because he says less later on in the pasuk, it says shaleach tishalach eta aim, which was unnecessary. Who's, of course, who are you going to send away? If it's the aim rovetzet, then who are you sending away? Shaleach tishalach is obviously the aim. The fact that it repeats the word aim comes to say aim dafka and not av. So Tosafot says that it's because the word aim is mentioned twice in the pasuk. Rashi says it's the simple understanding of the pasuk by aim rovetzet al ha'efruchim. Whereas Tosafot believes that that's not, that might just be Orcho de Milta, and that's not necessarily giving you guidance as the aim. So now, just like by Eim Alabanim, we say it's only Nekevot, so to over here. Gemara says, Lo, Ima Marta Beim Abanim, Shekein Lo Asaba Mizuman, Kesheinu Mizuman, Tomar Ba'otobe, we know Shasaba Mizuman, Kesheinu Mizuman. We know that what's the beginning of the pasuk by Shiloh HaKein? Ki Yika Rei. Yika Rei means if you happen upon. That means that only birds in the wild, birds that are not in your possession, do you require to do shiluach hakein? Domesticated birds do not require shiluach hakein. That's only shelo b'mizuman. By mizuman, you don't do shiluach hakein. I don't. How could you bring a kal v'chomer? How can you bring a limud over from eim abanim when by us otov ve'beno applies ben b'mizuman, ben she'enu b'mizuman? It applies whether these are domesticated animals in your ownership or they're in the wild. Otov ve'beno applies to both of them. So Tamalomar Oto. Oto achat velo bet. So now the pasuk tells us Oto, which means only one of them. One of these two is gonna be. Now Oto is a limud, and Oto teaches you one and not two. Well that means either Zecharim or Nekevot. Which one is it gonna be? So Achar Shekhleka Katuv. After the pasuk now says it's either gonna be one or two. It's gonna be one of the two parents, not both of them. That's gonna be problematic over here. So Zachit Ladin. Chayev kan v'chayev b'em alabanim. You're chayev here and you're chayev b'em alabanim. Ma k'shechayev b'em alabanim b'nekevot v'lo b'zecharim, af k'shechayev kan b'nekevot v'lo b'zecharim. So that's number one. So the first limud that teaches that it's only by the females and not the males is, Oto teaches us it's only going to be one of the two, the mother or the father. How do I know which one? So the pasuk says, I have a limud for b'em alabanim. Just like by shluch hakein, it's only the mother. So two over here, it's only going to be the mother. V'im nafshecha lomar b'no. If you want to say, b'no, mi shebino karucha charav. I have another limud, which is, it says, oto ve'et b'no. B'no means that the ben, that it's recognizable that it's its son. Well, by animals, the only one that you know is its son, we don't know who sired the animal, we do know who the mother is because of the connection. We know who mothered the animal because she's going to nurse this baby and the baby will hang around with her. So because of that, who is b'no karucha charav? It says, zachar she'im b'no karucha charav. The animal, the son, does not go next to the father. Oh, so ma'im nafshecha lomar. Why did they bring a second limo down? V'chi tema oto zachar mashma. Tzvi's question. Oto is written in the male form. So of course oto should be zachar. You don't like my limud from Shiluch HaKein because oto is written in the male form? That's how we knew it by the Emobanim, because it says Em over there. So don't worry about it. I have a second limud to take care of that. Harehu Omer Beno, Mish Beno Karuch Harav, Yitzazachar Shem Beno Karuch Harav. So I have a secondary limud that tells me that Beno, that it refers to the female and not the male here, even though it's written in the male form of Oto. Ule Chananya. What about Chananya? That's the Rabbanon's position. So V'Chananya Ktiv Oto Demash Mazachar. Just like Tzvi just said. Chananya says, I have the word oto, which means male. Uchti b'no, and I have b'no, which says, mi b'shebno karucha karav. That tells me that's something that the child will be close with or connect with. Who's that? That's the female. So I have both. The mashmini keva. So I have one that is mashma zachar, one that's mashmini keva. Hilkach. No way. Ben b'zavarim, ben b'ne kevot. That applies both to the mother and the father. So as opposed to the way the chachamim learned that oto means one of the two, and how do I know in the end which one of the two? Either I learned that out from Shiluach HaKain, or I learned it out from the word Beno. So that both of them teach me that it's a Nekeba, not the Zachar. Chananya says, why do you have to say that? I'll have each one be an independent limud. Oto will teach me Zachar, and Beno will teach me Nekeba. Kilkach noeg, bem Zacharim, bem Nekebo. It has application both by Zacharim and Nekebo. Both the father and the mother will be relevant in the case over here of Oto v'et Beno. Okay, we'll stop over here with the statement that Rabuna Barchiyam Shmuel lo ilchoto kechananya. We have Shmuel saying that Alocha is kechananya, and the Gemara tomorrow will discuss why that's Shmuel l'shitote. Okay, we'll stop here.